Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, women hate how good Hillary Duff looks at the age of 38 after 4 kids. My main concern is, what is she smuggling in her butt? Probably at least 2 of those children, and it looks like she's getting ready to drop them off at the pool. I think we can all tell that that's an AI generated behind. She also looks like she's never seen a delivery room, let alone pushed 4 of them out. She's probably trying to attract a black man with that behind. Up next, how messed up is this? There's a greater percentage of Sikhs in Canada than there are in India. We might as well start naming it Turbanistan. And I think that my local Walmart employs half of them. There are also more Sikhs as members of Canada's parliament than in India. I'm jealous of the United States. They only have 1/3 as much as Canada, and they have 10 times Canada's population. When I was in Florida, I only saw 3 or 4 Indians. And then when I got back to Canada, I saw that many in the first 2 minutes I was there. Number 3, this woman can't fly coach because of her size R chesticles. Looks to me like she wants attention and might be paying the New York Post to share her story so that she can actually get some dates out of it. I'd love to see those things swinging back and forth bra-free. Also think about how bad her back is with those puppies that size. Instead of spending 50 grand on first-class flights, how about she just gets a breast reduction surgery? Her back will also thank her. Moving on, remember Chuck Norris, and remember that he's the only man in history to tell a woman to calm down, and she actually did. If you're married and share this story with your wife, she probably won't find it all that funny. Maybe the US Navy should name an aircraft carrier after him. That way there won't be any more wars once America's enemies hear that the USS Chuck Norris is heading their way. Here's my favorite one. When Chuck Norris tells a joke about Will Smith's wife, Will Smith stands up and slaps his wife. Number 5, and here's why PC gaming always beats PS5 and other gaming systems too. Because you can get skins to make all those fat, unattractive feminist characters beautiful and scantily clad. If women could have their way, they would ban all of the player skins, making women sexy and wearing nothing more than their bare skin. Here are just a few of the PC gaming edits that players have made to their games to make them more enjoyable. Woke women despise this. Up next, this guy's a next level idiot. He stole 33 grand worth of rare coins from a friend and then dumped them into a Coinstar machine and got their face value, which was only $29.30, which he then used to buy beer. I guess that a man has his needs. This also has to be a man from Florida. And I wouldn't be surprised if in a handful of years, even something like this will get you to the death penalty in the Sunshine State. Those coins probably really made some bank teller's day. Number 7, relationships are doomed because men are moving farther to the right in traditionalism, while women are moving farther to the left in feminism. Gen Z men are now more likely to believe that wives should obey their husbands than other generations. Maybe they've been watching too much Manosphere content teaching men to maintain frame or something. Or maybe it's because it's mostly conservatives having kids, and those kids are just adopting their parents' belief systems and values. Moving on, Emma says that women will say that men only want sex, but you'll meet 100 virgin men before you meet a single virgin girl. Funny how that works. It's not funny. People want what's rare. I tried getting back in the online dating world, and besides being meaner than usual, I lost interest in them pretty quickly when they would tell me about their NPC lives. Then I just ghost them, and a day or two later they block me after I've already rejected them. Sex just isn't worth the effort and drama for men anymore. Number 9, people are saying that North Korea is so back because marriages rose 8% in 2025. Yeah, right. The fertility rate is still below 1. Traditionalism isn't going to save civilization no matter how much the trad cucks want it to. The only thing that'll save us are artificial wombs combined with robot android nannies. Not enough people want to birth or raise babies no more. In the Mouse Utopia experience, the only thing that brought populations up was immigration from the outside. Is that a coincidence? I think not. Up next, looks like parents are responsible for the majority of child abuse cases out there. The mother's involved in 65% of child abuse cases, while the father is involved in 45% of them. Looks like mothers are the worst. I think that thanks to the internet, we're finally finding out that women are the biggest abusers of them all. I guess now we also know why women are more likely to abuse boys in school as well. Number 11, Ben Shapiro is losing roughly 1,400 subscribers a week on YouTube, and his views have dropped 80+%. People are asking why this is happening. There's no conspiracy to get rid of him. It's just the algorithm pushing shorts and avoiding long-form content. My channel is still crashing, and most likely I'll finish my channel with the memes of the week, number 1,000 if this continues. That's by the end of the year. Also, Shapiro stopped being relevant about 7 or 8 years ago now. Moving on, would you look at that? 192 countries were studied, and higher cholesterol was negatively associated with your death rate. So then why are they pushing people with high cholesterol to take statin drugs? To make money, of course. Ironically, the cholesterol-lowering drugs might actually be more likely to kill you. I eat 4 eggs a day, and my cholesterol levels haven't changed since I started doing that. Avoid sugar, carbs, and seed oils, and you'll most likely be fine. Number 13, do women have a problem because this is what their romance novels look like? I don't see a problem with this because it's nothing but prawn for women. But if you think that women aren't turned on by this sort of thing, then just remember that that film The Shape of Water won the Best Picture Oscar a decade ago now. Just looking at this, I know that there has to be a shrimp on the Barbie joke in there somewhere. Up next, congratulations to the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation for being the first TV network with more employees than viewers. Working for them is nothing more than a glorified government job. Years ago, people were working there, and they told me that they needed 4 or 5 people to shoot basic interviews on the street. Meanwhile, I was shooting the same type of interviews all alone back in the late 90s for a television station. CBC also doesn't allow anyone to post comments on YouTube. They've lost the plot. Number 15, most Canadians want even fewer immigrants in the country, even as population growth is now effectively zero. Even though it's not exactly immigrants leaving the country, but Canadians. Why do you think that Canada painted Trump as the boogeyman? They don't want Canadians leaving for America, which is the top immigration destination for Canucks. I'll bet you anything that 51% wanting fewer immigrants living in big metro cities are surrounded by Jeets trying to scam them. Moving on, guys over 30 have 3 dating options. Go their own way, fat girls or single moms. They say there's a 4th option, which is Asian women. Yes, if you date Asians, Latinas, or Eastern European women, you're gonna get a lot less attitude. And fat. And a hell of a lot more femininity too. Although East Asians, from my experience, have their own level of toxicity. Constantly trying to criticize you for everything and knocking down your self-esteem. Number 17, check out this beautiful army blonde with over 1 million followers frequently seen photographed with Donald Trump. It's been revealed that she's completely AI generated, and I'm sure that most guys don't even care. How long before she gets her very own Only Fools page and the man behind her makes millions? Boy, do I hate being right all the time. Looks like she duped 1 million patriots for OnlyFans cash. What a world where people are making money selling AI generated pics to boomers. Up next, this adult star reveals that her ex valued her safety so much that he put his balls in a rubber too. If he really valued his safety, he never would have cucked out and got together with a spicy content actress. With the way things are going, at some point we're going to need full body rubbers as seen in Naked Gun, with 10% of young women and growing doing adult content these days. At that point, you're just better off beating your own meat. Number 19, I remember John McEnroe playing tennis while I was growing up. And he would always lose his temper and say outlandish things. He once even said that a top female tennis player would rank around 700th on the men's tour. Years later, Aryna Sabalenka played an exhibition game with the 671st ranked male player, and she ended up losing 6-3, 6-3. So McEnroe wasn't being a misogynist, but he was actually being a realist. Funny because when one of the Williams sisters said the same thing, they weren't attacked for it. Moving on, today's married and unmarried people are having a lot less sex than married and single people back in the early 90s. Of course, people have less time for sex these days. They have 2 jobs and a side gig and are stressed out about inflation. Not to mention that people got fat and obesity lowers arousal. There are also more things to entertain people besides sex. Phones with corn are more easily accessible, and you don't have to dress up and go out to spend money you don't have. Number 21, looks like Kirk is cruising to 100. William Shatner recently turned 95, and I wouldn't be surprised if he outlived the rest of the original series actors. The only ones left are Walter Koenig and George Takei. Oh my. Thank you, Bill, because Star Wars wouldn't be what it is today without you. Also, here are some words to live by. Never pass up a night with an Orion slave girl, especially if she looks like the gender-swap version of Captain Kirk. Up next is this one of the greatest feelings a man can get where he wins a factual argument with a woman. This one with a master's degree in biology said that penguins aren't birds. She then looked it up on Google and she was obviously wrong. And so she just put her phone down like nothing happened. What kind of victory is that? She didn't take accountability. She just ignored facts and pretended like they didn't exist. This also proves that master's degrees aren't worth the toilet paper they're printed on. Number 23, houses for crazy. Pun most certainly intended. AOC spends $15,000 a year on a psychiatrist known for ketamine therapy. Based on the look on her face, she needs to up her dose. And of course you need mental health if you're a socialist. I guess that means that all women need mental health because they're natural-born communists in panties. Also, I don't think it's working because she's as crazy as ever. Moving on, someone wonders if a woman who was a prostitute can be a good wife. Seriously, why are we having this conversation? A better question is, why are men still marrying women with notch counts over 100? At that point, they might as well be working girls. It's the thirst guys. Dudes can't handle not getting their magic wand serviced. And if you want to know the answer to this question, then answer this one. Can a flaming turd return to being food again? Number 25 and the last one, here's The Boys Season 1 versus Season 5. Starlight would probably be disgusted by what Erin Moriarty has become today. She went from a beautiful natural girl to a Temu version of Kim Kardashian. She also literally did the meme of the horse going from detailed to derailed. But it was all by design, fellas, because she was just matching the decline in the show's quality with her own look. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.